Randall, do you say Shark Week soon?
Shark Week starts, I think it's Sunday. Yeah. Shark Week.
Well, there have been shark attacks are up a little bit. They've been reported a lot lately.
Almost daily events.
Yeah. Although they say there are a few more shark attacks than there usually is, but not like, it's pretty normal. But we're hearing about them more.
They're happening almost on a daily basis.
That's normal.
Normal.
Just a little bit more than normal. That's what the official said about the shark attacks.
Wow.
And now we have a shark lady who's gone viral. And Woody, I think, is onto something here.
What? Woody?
Well, with Shark Week coming up.
Yeah.
And the occurrences of the shark attacks leading up to Shark Week.
Oh.
What do you think? Publicity stunt, perhaps.
So the sharks are in on it?
Yeah.
Apparently. Man, they are smart.
Well, they're the stars of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
All to promote Shark Week.
Right.
Yeah. And like this lady right here. Because, I mean, here's the scenario. This is a woman. She's a large African-American woman who is in her car.
On her way to church.
And she decides that she needs to make a video about sharks. Okay. I mean, why is that? Unless she works for the Discovery Channel.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, listen to this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning. But I wanted to make a quick video. Because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful when you're vacationing. You know, you're going to the beach. Do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean. Okay? The ocean is the shark's house. Okay? And I can swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean, because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance, okay? Please be safe. Safety first. Please, I don't want to hear about nobody from the meat ministry being shark bait, okay? And stay out the woods, too. Don't go fooling around with the bears, either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do, because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the sharks. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me man up on the plate in his house? Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no. So if you're going to, I just want you to be safe. Be happy, be fat, whatever meat is on your bones, rejoice in it today. Hallelujah, I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. God love you, God keep you, and stay out them oceans. Jesus.
Yeah. Ate up. I'm thinking that stray dogs and cats in her neighborhood know not to go anywhere near her house. They don't want to end up on the plate.
I wouldn't want to mess with her.
No. Well, you might end up on the plate.
On the plate, Randall.
I'll get ate up.
So she's either a shill for the Discovery Channel or the meat marketing board.
Whatever it is.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.